So the epistle for the first Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 13. Brother, knowing the time that it is now, the hour for us to rise from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is past and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, nor in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 21. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves, men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be moved, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. And he spoke to them a similitude. See the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Please be seated. That it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned, we start, obviously, the Advent season. And so through Advent, we know that it signifies a coming. Adventu, avenio, means to come to. And so that obviously has also two meanings. It signifies the coming of our Lord, the visible coming of the Son of God into this world at two different times. His first coming, the Son of God, conceived of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As St. Thomas says, he was born in the fullness of time. He came at the right time. And so he came to us so many Christmases ago. And he came to sanctify the world, sanctifying the world by his coming. And so that was revealed to Adam and Eve after their fall, that a Redeemer was promised. And from that Redeemer being promised, well, they knew then they had a chance for their salvation again, because by their fall they closed heaven to all of us. And so this promise of the Redeemer, as I said, St. Thomas says, he came at the fullness of time. He came at the proper time that he was needed. So being over 2,000 years ago, we see that the world is now, and we wonder and we await the second coming of our Lord. And so his second coming will be at the end of the world. That is when our Lord Jesus Christ will come in all his majesty to judge the living and the dead. And that is what we saw last Sunday in the Gospel and what we see this Sunday in the Gospel. It is a reminder for all of us of what is to come. We await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We wonder when he will come. But we have the signs, we have what our Lord is trying to instruct us and tell us to look for, to be ready. But also, as I mentioned before, there's a simpler way for us to be ready, to be in the state of grace, to take advantage of what God has given to us. Because that is what the exhortation that St. Paul is giving us in the epistle. Now is the hour for us to rise from our sleep, to wake up, to realize that our Lord can come at any time. And so therefore, he's reminding us, he's telling us, instructing us, that you have to be prepared for that. You must be ready, because the hour of our salvation is at hand. And so in this first Sunday of Advent, it is a time period for us to prepare for our Lord, yes. but it's also because it is the first day of the liturgical year. It lends itself for us to start over, to start anew, as we prepare ourselves for this great feast of Christmas. And we don't have that much time in terms of preparation. Advent started in December, so there's not a lot of preparation. And so in this time period, it is good for us to meditate upon the incarnation of our Lord. Why did he come? As I mentioned, St. Thomas says he came at the fullness of time. It was the proper time for our Lord to come. And so for us to meditate and to think about that, that at that time when our Lord came over 2,000 years ago, he was needed to come then. As I say, we can look at our modern times and wonder why he doesn't come again, to chastise the world, to judge the world. But that is the plan of Almighty God. He knows when he will come. And since we don't know the exact day or hour when he will come, that is why we must prepare ourselves. And especially with the time period of Advent, we can prepare ourselves by a sincere repentance for our sins, to be truly sorry for them, of realizing that our sins played a part in why our Lord had to come. And so therefore we must have this sincere repentance for them. And we do so by showing that through our fasting, through our prayers, through our almsgiving, all of these things in this time period of Advent, to prepare the soul for that, to prepare the soul for the coming of our Lord. And so that is why we must also prepare that way, so that when our Lord comes, he is merciful to us, because he sees that we are repentant. He sees that we are sorry. And so that is how we must try to wake up, to understand that, to see that, to listen to this exhortation that is given to the Romans by St. Paul. And so to awaken this feeling of repentance for our sins, not to hesitate any further, to do it now, to take advantage of the time frame that God has given to us. Because how often, a lot of times we do, we sleep in our tepidity, in our lukewarmness, and thinking we always have more time. And so why it's so important for us to realize what St. Paul is telling us. Our salvation is nearer than what we think or believe. It's nearer to us. And so therefore we must try to take advantage of the time that God gives to us. But we must try to prepare ourselves for it. If we have to change our lifestyle, to change our ways, whatever it may be, or to continue on going the path that God has given to us. And so that's why St. Paul continues on and says, cast off, he says, the works of darkness, put on the armor of light. And he lists certain things, obviously, to stay away from. Things that we would think would be very clear to us, but how easy for us to possibly fall into when we don't work with the grace of God. And so that is what the Church exhorts us on this first Sunday of Advent, this first day of the liturgical year. To realize that our salvation is at hand, to do something about it, to ensure that we are trying to take care of the soul that is what has been given to us, our immortal soul. And so, in the gradual of today's Mass, it says, those who trust in him shall not be confounded. We won't be confounded by our enemies. Neither let my enemies laugh at me. It's interesting to see how the Church has their feelings for today. That if we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll never be confounded. will never be overcome if we're trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ. So very clearly, the church spells out for us what to do during this time period of Advent. To have a spirit of repentance, to be sorry for our sins, to do something about them, to show God that we are sorry. The fastings, the mortifications, all of these things show that, illustrate that to God. But then also to make sure that we are awakened from our tepidity, awakened from the lukewarmness that we have, that we're able to try to offer this to Almighty God. And so truly let us ask Our Lady to help prepare a place for the Christ child, just as she prepared for our Lord herself in carrying him the 9 months. And as we get closer to this feast of Christmas, as I say, to think about and meditate upon the incarnation of our Lord, to take advantage of the time that we have now, to think about that, a time period that is given over to considering these things, thinking about our sins. And then, yes, preparing ourselves by prayer, by sacrifice, the mortifications, the repentance that we need, so that God sees that our soul is disposed for the graces. And so that we can say with the church at this time period, come and delay not. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.